Morning, everyone. This meeting of the Rules Committee for Friday, April 28th is called to order, and I'll note for the record there is a quorum present. Thank you, everyone, for coming in on a Friday after a very long week. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Thursday, April 27th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? We're good? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next is the calendar for the day for Tuesday, May 2nd, proposing two bills, Senate File 2369, the Deed Policy Bill, and House File 2, Paid Family and Medical Leave. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I've done my due diligence again, and on House File 2, particularly when I came through Ways and Means, it was very apparent we had a 73-page fiscal note, and then I started to look back to see how many committees it went through without the fiscal note and how much of a fiscal impact it had, and it's significant. It's six committees. It went through fiscal committees. It didn't have the fiscal note. It didn't have the fiscal note until April 13th, and then it did get re-referred back to Workforce Development, which is good, but there were six committees that it did not go back to, and they didn't have that information. Those would be Judiciary, which it was $315,000. Children and Families did not have an impact. Labor and Industry is $1.4 million. State and Local Government actually was a very big impact, which was $53 million. Human Services was about $4 million. Commerce was about $1 million. So all of those committees did not have the available fiscal note. And for those reasons, I would like to make a motion to amend the calendar for the day to remove House File 2. Mr. Chair.
Okay. Your concerns are noted. It did have the fiscal note, as you mentioned, for Ways and Means, and so I know it's a big bill and took time to pull the fiscal note together, but I know the staff was working as quickly as possible to get the fiscal note ready. So Representative O'Neill makes a motion to remove House File 2 from the calendar for the day. Is there any discussion to Representative O'Neill's motion?
I just have one.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would also point out that it had a large fiscal impact to the accounts in higher education, and that was $3.6 million. That also it didn't go to higher education at all. And so it had a significant impact as well to Minn State and the University of Minnesota. So I just want to add that into the conversation. Not only did it go through committees without the fiscal note, it actually skipped committees as well that did have a fiscal impact. And you can see at the top of the fiscal note that Minn State and University of Minnesota were included in with the agencies that were that had to review it, and they did have an impact. So I would also add that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion to Representative O'Neill's motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion does not prevail. Any further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates Tuesday, May 2nd for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establishes a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is adopted. Next order of business is deadline waiver. Pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, House File 2369 is in possession of the committee after missing deadline. As a reminder, the purpose before us is to waive deadlines for further action and to recommend a re-referral, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. The bill is House File 2369, and the reason for the deadline waiver is that this is a complicated bill that required quite a bit of stakeholder input and engagement and required more time to get it right. So I will move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 2369 and that House File 2369 be placed on the General Register. Discussion to the motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
I think you know what I'm going to say. My usual complaint that we do not have the authors here to tell us in their own words, face-to-face with the Rules Committee, why we didn't make deadlines. I think that is the appropriate way to handle these. And we haven't been doing it all session. It's nice to hear that you're taking time to listen to all the stakeholders. Too bad you don't take time to run bills through all the committees.
Thank you, Representative Torkelson. Any further discussion to the motion? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So who are the stakeholders, if you don't mind me asking, since we don't have the author here?
Sure. So this bill is dealing with transportation network company drivers. And so I know that the authors have been engaged in significant discussion with the drivers and with companies like Uber and Lyft. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So does that also involve the Teamsters and the taxi drivers?
Representative O'Neill, I can't speak to everybody who the author has spoken to, but the folks who I'm aware of who they've been engaged with are Uber and Lyft and the Uber and Lyft drivers.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just, there have been issues throughout at least my 11 years here with this area of law as Uber and Lyft has grown in popularity. And it's actually kind of important for me at least to know if this is also in conflict with the Teamsters, because they certainly have been very strong opponents to some changes. And so I wish that the author was here so we could explain, I wish she could explain to us a little bit more about why we need a rules waiver and are the Teamsters involved again in some of these concerns.
Thank you. I'm not aware that the Teamsters are heavily engaged in the conversations. This wouldn't regulate taxi companies. This is dealing with ride sharing. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, I understand that part, but it's a direct competition, which is what their concerns have always been throughout the years. I would say at least 10 years. As you know, as soon as Uber and Lyft became a thing, that was a problem. I share concerns with my colleagues that we don't have authors here because we shouldn't take rules waivers lightly. I think that it should be something discussed. And I know it's Friday and I know we're tired, but I think that that is a procedural thing that absolutely should happen. If we're going to be granting rules waivers, it shouldn't just be a rubber stamp and off you go. I think we should actually have real conversations. That would be my ask to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Members, that is our business. I'm not going to misstate when our next meeting is. We don't know when our next meeting is, so then I have nothing to misstate. So I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we are adjourned.